Chapter 65. See letter 18, note 15. 7, see letter 1, note 12. 8, see letter 8, note 14. 9, the Examiner was resumed on December 6, 1711 under Oldysworth's editorship, and was continued by him until July 1714. 10, Daniel Finch, 2nd Earl of Nottingham, a staunch Tory, had quarreled with the government and the court. On December 7, 1711 he carried, by 6 votes, an amendment to the address, to the effect that no peace would be acceptable which left Spain in the possession of the House of Bourbon. Harley's counter-stroke was the creation of 12 new peers. The Whigs rewarded Nottingham by withdrawing their opposition to the occasional conformity bill. 11. This song begins. An orator dismal of Nottinghamshire, who at 40 years let out his conscience for hire. 12. The conduct of the Allies. 13. Robert Bertie, Lord Willoughby de Eresby, and 4th Earl of Lindsay, was created Marquis of Lindsay in 1706 and Duke of Ancaster and Kesteven in 1715. He died in 1723. 14. Lady Sunderland, see letter 27 note 21, and Lady Ryleton, ladies of the bedchamber to the Queen. 15. Hugh Cholmondeley, died 1724, the second Viscount, was created Viscount Malpasand and Earl of Cholmondeley in 1706 and in 1708 was appointed Treasurer of Her Majesty's Household, an office which he held until 1713 in spite of his Whig sympathies. Oot for nothing, so far as ever I knew, Swift wrote of him. 16. Prov. XXV. 3. 17. See letter 31 note 8. 18. Thomas Parker, afterwards created Earl of Macclesfield, was appointed Lord Chief Justice in March 1710. In September 1711 he declined Harley's offer of the Lord Chancellorship, a post which he accepted under a Whig government in the next reign. 19. The Bill Against Occasional Conformity. Letter 37. 1. The proposed visit to London of Prince Eugene of Savoy, the renowned general, and friend of Marlborough, was viewed by the government with considerable alarm. 2. Swift's An Excellent New Song, being the intended speech of a famous orator against peace, a ballad, woe degrees above Grub Street, see letter 36 note 11. 3. Robert Walpole was then M.P.P. for King's Lynn, and leader of the opposition in the House of Commons. He had been Secretary at War from February 1708 to September 1710, and the Commissioners of Public Accounts having reported, on December 21, 1711, that he had been guilty of venality and corruption, he was expelled from the House of Commons, and taken to the Tower. 4. William King, D. C.C. L., author of The Journey to London in 1698, Dialogues of the Dead, The Art of Cookery, and other amusing works, was, at the end of the month, appointed gazetteer, in succession to Steele, on Swift's recommendation. Writing earlier in the year, Gay said that King deserved better than to anguish out the small remainder of his life in the Fleet Prison. The duties of gazetteer were too much for his easy-going nature and failing health, and he resigned the post in July 1712. He died in the following December. 5. At the bottom of St. James Street, on the west side. 6. The Rev. John Shower, pastor of the Presbyterian congregation at Couriers Hall, London Wall. 7. The Windsor Prophecy, in which the Duchess of Somerset, see letter 17 note 10, is attacked as heiress from Northumberland. 8. Merlin's Prophecy, 1709, written in pseudo-medieval English. 9. See letter 3 note 18. 10. Dorothy, daughter of Sir Edward Leach, of Shipley, Derbyshire. 11. Sir James Long, Bart, died 1729, was at this time M.P. for Chippenham. 12. The number containing this paragraph is not in the British Museum. 13. Joseph Beaumont, see letter 1 note 2, letter 26 July 6, 1711 and letter 35 note 26. 14. See letter 4 note 13. 15. Apparently a misprint for either, 16 C letter 32 note 19. 17 James Compton, afterwards 5th Earl of Northampton, died 1754, was summoned to the House of Lords as Baron Compton in December 1711. Charles Bruce, who succeeded his father as 3rd Earl of Aylesbury in 1741, was created Lord Bruce of Worlton at the same time. 18 James, Lord Compton, eldest son of the Earl of Northampton. Charles, Lord Bruce, eldest son of the Earl of Aylesbury, Henry Paget, son of Lord Paget, George A., Viscount Dublin, the son-in-law of the Lord Treasurer, created Baron A., Viscount Windsor, created Baron Mountjoy, Sir Thomas Mansell, Baron Mansell, Sir Thomas Willoughby, Baron Middleton, Sir Thomas Trevor, Baron Trevor, George Granville, Baron Lansdowne, Samuel Masham, Baron Masham, Thomas Foley, Baron Foley, and Alan Bathurst, Baron Bathurst. Letter 38. 1 Juliana, widow of the 2nd Earl of Burlington, and daughter of the Hon. Henry Noel, was mistress of the robes to Queen Anne. She died in 1758, 78. 2 Thomas Windsor, Viscount Windsor, died 1738, an Irish peer, who had served under William III. In Flanders, was created Baron Mountjoy of the Isle of Wight in December 1711. He married Charlotte, widow of John, Baron Jeffreys of Wem, and daughter of Philip Herbert, Earl of Pembroke. 3 The Hon. Russell Roberts, brother of Lord Radnor, see letter 3 note 7, was teller of the Exchequer, and M.P.P. for Bodmin. His son became 3rd Earl of Radnor in 1723. 4 Gay Trivia, I. 92, speaks of the slabby pavement. 5 See letter 17 note 1. 6 George Granville, see letter 14 note 5, now Baron Lansdowne, married Lady Mary Thynne, widow of Thomas Thynne, and daughter of Edward, Earl of Jersey, see letter 29 note 3. In October 1710, Lady Wentworth wrote to her son, "Pray, my dear, why will you let Lady Mary Thynne go? She is young, rich, and not unhandsome. Some say she is pretty, and a virtuous lady, and of the nobility, and why will you not try to get her?" Wentworth Papers, 149. 7 See letter 24 note 4. 8 Harness. 9 On his birthday Swift read the 3rd chapter of Job. 10 See letter 33 note 12. 11 Sir George St. George of Dunmore, Company Galway, M.P. for Company Leitrim from 1661 to 1692 and afterwards for Company Galway, died in December 1711. 12 See letter 35 note 11 and letter 31 note 10. 13 See letter 4 note 16. 14 Dr. Pratt, see letter 2 note 14. 15 King Henry V. Active. SC. 2. An old man broken with the storms, etc. 16 His words in the manuscript imitate Stella's writing and are sloped the wrong way, Dean Swift. 17 Archibald Douglas, 3rd Marquis of Douglas, was created Duke of Douglas in 1703. He died, without issue, in 1761. 18 Arbuthnot and Friend. Letter 39. 1 Sir Stephen Evans, goldsmith, was knighted in 1690. 2 Because of the refusal of the House of Lords to allow the Duke of Hamilton, see letter 27 note 9, a Scottish peer who had been raised to the peerage of Great Britain as Duke of Brandon, to sit under that title. The Scottish peers discontinued their attendance at the House until the resolution was partially amended, and the Duke of Hamilton always sat as a representative Scottish peer. 3 Sir William Robinson, 1655 to 1736. Created a baronet in 1689 was M.P. for York from 1697 to 1722. His descendants include the late Earl de Grey and the Marquis of Ripon. 4 See letter 16 note 19. The full title was, some advice humbly offered to the members of the October Club, in a letter from a person of honor. 5 See letter 38 note 11. 6 T is the last of the page, and written clearly. close to the edge of the paper, Dean Swift. 7. Henry Somerset, 2nd Duke of Beaufort. In September 1711, the Duke, who was then only 27, married, as his third wife, Mary, youngest daughter of the Duke of Leeds. In the following January, Lady Stratford wrote, "The Duke and Duchess of Beaufort are the fondest of one another in the world. I fear 'tis too hot to hold. I fancy people may love one another as well without making so great a rout." Wentworth Papers, 256. The Duke died in 1714 at the age of 30. 8. Upon the 10th and 17th of this month, the Examiner was very severe upon the Duke of Marlborough, and in consequence of this report pursued him with greater virulence in the following course of his papers. Dean Swift, 9. A term of execration. Scott Kenilworth has a pies on it. 10. See letter 11, note 13. 11. In a letter to Swift of January 31, 1712, Sir Cheverel, after expressing his indebtedness to St. John and Harley, said, "For yourself, good doctor, who was the first spring to move it, I can never sufficiently acknowledge the obligation." And in a postscript he hinted, that a place in the custom house which he heard was vacant might suit his brother. 12. Thomas Yalton, D.D., 1671-1736, Addison's college friend, succeeded Atterbury as preacher of Bridewell Hospital in 1713. In 1723 he was arrested on suspicion of being involved in the Atterbury plot. 13. Tablets. 14. Sir Solomon de Medina, a Jew, was knighted in 1700. 15. Davenant had been said to be the writer of papers which Swift contributed to the Examiner. 16. Henry Withers, a friend of Hugh Disney, see letter 16, note 20, was appointed Lieutenant General in 1707 and Major General in 1712. On his death in 1729 he was buried in Westminster Abbey. 17. See letter 36, note 18. 18. Dyer's Newsletter, the favorite reading of Sir Roger de Coverley, Spectator, number 127, was the work of John Dyer, a Jacobite journalist. In The Tatler, number 18, Addison says that Dyer was justly looked upon by all the fox hunters in the nation as the greatest statesman our country has produced. Lord Chief Justice Holt referred to the Newsletter as "little scandalous paper of a scandalous author." Howell State Trials, Ziv. 1150. Letter 40. 1. Dr. John Sharp, made Archbishop of York in 1691, was called by Swift the harmless tool of others' hate. Swift believed that Sharp, owing to his dislike of the tale of a tub, assisted in preventing the bishopric of Hereford being offered to him. Sharp was an excellent preacher, with a taste for both poetry and science. 2. An edition of the Countess d'Aulnoy's Les Constatées appeared in 1710 in 4 volumes. 3. Francis Godolphin, Viscount Rylton, the eldest son of Sidney, Earl of Godolphin, succeeded his father as second Earl on September 15, 1712. He held 3 various offices, including that of Lord Privy Seal, 1735-1740, and died in 1766, aged 88. He married, in 1698, Lady Henrietta Churchill, who afterwards was Duchess of Marlborough in her own right. She died in 1733. 4. See letter 26, note 24. Ladies of the bedchamber received £1,000 a year. 5. William O'Brien, 3rd Earl of Inchiquin, succeeded his father in 1691 and died in 1719. 6. Lady Catherine Hyde was an unmarried daughter of Lawrence Hyde, 1st Earl of Rochester, see letter 8, note 22. Notwithstanding Swift's express statement that the lady to whom he here refers was the late Earl's daughter, and the allusion to her sister, Lady Dalkeith, in letter 60, note 26, says he has been confused by previous editors with her niece, Lady Catherine Hyde, see letter 26, note 24, daughter of the second Earl, and afterwards Duchess of Queensberry. That lady, not long afterwards to be celebrated by Prior, was a child under 12 when Swift wrote. 7. Sir John Trevor, 1637 to 1717, formerly Speaker of the House of Commons. 8. See letter 11, note 44. 9. See letter 34, note 10. 10. See letter 23, note 2. 11. Charles Trimnell, made Bishop of Norwich in 1708 and Bishop of Winchester in 1721, was strongly opposed to High Church doctrines. 12. Guy Burgest. 13. See letter 22, note 4. 14. The treaty concluded with Holland in 1711. 15. February 2 is the purification of the Virgin Mary. 16. See letter 29, note 7. 17. See letter 11, note 53. 18. Lady Mary Butler,
see letter 7, note 2 and letter 3, note 40,
daughter of the Duke of Ormond, who married, in 1710, John, 3rd Lord Ashburnham, afterwards Earl of Ashburnham. 19. See letter 2, note 5. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.